What might you have learned from Scott Pioli during his time?
Scott hired me back in June 2001. Obviously he had a lot of experience, but just how to approach a day-to-day, and just, you know, Scott's a very meticulous, very detail-oriented person, and I think those are qualities, I think, departmentally that we have tried to keep in place with the things that we do. And, you know, Scott works hard at his job. He's really smart. So you just try to observe and watch, you know, people in position, and, you know, you try to do the right things along the way. And I think whomever you work for, you always take a little bit of everybody with you, and you try to utilize different things along the way. But, I'd say I learned quite a bit from Scott, and, it was a great experience working for him. Got a ton of respect for him. Gave me an opportunity. So, you know, certainly thankful for that.
Can you talk about Jeff Tartanian and what you saw in scouting him and what you thought he might be able to bring to the team?
I think, Chalee, did you ask that question on TARP if you're there, or somebody did?
It's Monique. Nick, I just asked you.
I'm Monique. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. Right into the point, you were, I think the last thing we heard, you were mentioning the injuries that Tartanian battled his last season.
In college. Yeah, right. So, he was slow a little bit his senior year, but he was on the field. He was productive in their defense, was a smart player, pretty instinctive, ran well. Like I said, he just kind of had his season kind of shortchanged a little bit. Came into camp, was making some progress, then he got stalled there a little bit along the way. But he started in a kicking game for us when he finally got on the field. Played about, 15, 20 snaps defensively, I think he, along with a lot of other players, I think made the most of their opportunities. Hopefully he can learn from what happened during a game on Sunday, make some of the corrections, and try to improve and get ready for the next opponent.
Nick, did you, first of all, how did you think Sterling Moore did, and did you initially envision him as a safety?
He played the whole game. I think he played all 72 plays. And, I mean, there were some plays that were better than others. The reality is, you know, there's things that are specific to, let's say, corner or safety. But the defensive backs in general, I would say the skill sets are fairly similar. There's a little bit of carryover just in terms of understanding a defense, seeing the field. He played the nickel position during the preseason for the Raiders, primarily played corner. But, you know, even when we had Wilson back there a few years ago, Eugene had never played safety at all in time. He's a corner in college, but was a pretty smart, pretty instinctive player that, you know, ran well. And he made the transition, you know, fairly smooth. And I'm not saying this guy's Sterling's Eugene Wilson, but, I mean, I think there are examples of players on our team or even in the league. You know, if you look at Charles Godfrey, who played corner, in college for Iowa, playing safety for Carolina, Tyvon Brandt. So they're examples of players that maybe they play corner, but they end up making a position switch to safety. And I think it depends on some of the things maybe you're doing defensively. But just in terms of carryover, I mean, really tell the players just you got to be prepared for anything, wherever the coaches ask you to play. Then you go ahead and try to execute whatever you're being asked to do. So, I mean, I think there's some things that he can improve upon, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, he hung in there for the most part, you know, during the game.
I just have one more question, Stacey. Nick, Bill mentioned that Marcus Cannon, a decision will be made on him later today. Can you just talk about what he's been able to do in terms of just being in this position at all to be ready, that you all are in a position to make a decision about him potentially playing this season, and how you feel like he can – I guess, fit in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of people that had their hand, probably the least of which are myself or Bill for that matter. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that have had their hand in getting him ready between the trainers and the doctors and, you know, really Marcus himself. And he's done everything that he's been asked to do. He's controlled the things that he's controlled. And, you know, this is a player that, we liked coming out at TCU, a big guy, is athletic. And like we talked about back with the draft, I mean, football was kind of the least important thing at the time. The most important thing was for him to get healthy. And we're at that point. So, I mean, look, you know, now that he, you know, we'll add him to the mix, we'll put him on a roster, and he'll be no different than, any other player. And, you know, we'll ask him to do the same things that everybody else does and work on his techniques, work on his fundamentals, improve as a player, prepare to play. And when is he going to play? When's that opportunity to come? You know, nobody really knows at this point, but, you know, the expectation is that he comes in, he works hard, prepares to play, and does his job. But it really speaks volumes to, him as a person. You know, and the doctors, the time that they've invested, and, you know, it's a credit to Marcus, and, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are happy for him, and, you know, look forward to continue to work with him here in the future.